KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 57 degrees. We look for some areas of fog and drizzle this morning, otherwise partly cloudy today with a high around 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Officials of the Madison County Sheriff's Office said on their social media page late last night that their canine Orozco was called to assist the Adair County Sheriff's Office in locating a fleeing suspect following a pursuit. Canine Orozco was able to honor the memory of Omaha police officer Kerry Orozco by tracking and apprehending the suspect, Skeet Miller, in less than a minute and a half after being deployed. Additional details concerning Miller's arrest were not immediately available. Wednesday, May 20th, yesterday, marked the five-year anniversary of Officer Kerry Orozco's death. She was tragically shot and killed in the line of duty on that date in 2015. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 9:20 p.m. Wednesday of a man wanted on a valid fugitive from justice warrant out of Nebraska. 25-year-old Timothy James Black of Emerson was wanted on the warrant related to an incident of domestic assault strangulation. Black was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that on Tuesday, 30-year-old Justin Tyler Jacobs of Council Bluffs turned himself into the Cass County Jail on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Jacobs remains held at the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. And last Friday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 23-year-old Brittany Marie Ruhr of Griswold on charges of driving while barred and interference with official acts. Ruhr was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $2,000 bond. Atlantic's newest police officer took the oath of office Wednesday evening during the meeting of the Atlantic City Council. Mayor Dave Jones read the oath to Tate Schaaf, who was selected from a highly qualified and competitive pool of applicants.
I state your name.
I, Tate Schaaf.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
The Constitution of the State of Iowa.
I will faithfully and impartially.
I will faithfully and impartially.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge all the duties of the office of.
Discharge all duties of the office of.
Police officer in Atlantic, Iowa, as now or thereafter required by law.
The police officer in Atlantic, Iowa, therefore and after.
Required by law.
And therefore by law.
You're in, buddy.
Thank you.
Schaaf replaces Officer Jeremy Suford, who left the force a few months ago. Originally from Iowa, Officer Schaaf comes to the city from Scotland County, Missouri, where he had served as a deputy with the sheriff's office there. His actual first day on the force in Atlantic was March 17th. Afterward, the Atlantic City Council reviewed the bids for the Atlantic Facade Rehabilitation Project made possible through a community development block grant. Only two bids were received, one from Cornerstone Commercial Contractors Incorporated of Corning and United Construction in Atlantic. The bids, which were both close, came in well below the projected cost of $520,000. The council approved the low bid of $422,000 and $9 from Cornerstone Contractors. The facade project, as we mentioned, includes these businesses on Chestnut Street, Nails and Spa, Bryman's Interiors, Meredith Communications, the Fog Zone, as well as buildings at 509, 511, and 514 Chestnut. The council then heard from an attorney for property owner Tad Wanio, who asked the city to reverse an abatement for 602 Maple Street. The property had been the subject of repeated complaints and violations of an ordinance against nuisance household waste and junk dating back to March 1st. City Clues ended up cleaning up the property on March 13th after repeated notices were sent out about the mess. The city then billed Wanio $937 for equipment, labor, and materials necessary to get rid of the trash. The council voted to deny the request to reverse the abatement. The Atlantic City Council passed a resolution amending the fiscal year 2020 city budget and set June 17th as the date for a public hearing on designation of the expanded North Urban Renewal Area and on an urban renewal plan amendment, and that's with regard to the Whitney Group Development Agreement. In other business, they passed the third and final reading of an ordinance making the north side of East 12th Street a no-parking zone, and approved an order to close 6th Street in Atlantic between Chestnut and Poplar Thursday evenings from 3 until 6:45 p.m. beginning June 4th and running through September 24th. And that is for produce in the park, which is held in the downtown Atlantic City Park and that one street that crosses. Officials with the Taylor County Public Health Department said Wednesday that two additional positive cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Adams County. One individual is an older adult, 61 to 80. The other is 41 to 60. Adams County now has three confirmed cases of COVID-19, and another positive case of COVID-19 was confirmed in Taylor County. The individual there, an adult 18 to 40, that was Taylor County's fifth confirmed case of COVID-19. In our funeral announcements, Margaret Alf, age 94, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial graveside service for Margaret Alf will be today at 11 o'clock at the Belknap Cemetery in Oakland with social distancing. You're welcome also to bring your lawn chair to the service. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family with arrangements. Dwayne Rollins Sr., age 81 of Griswold, died Saturday. A drive-through visitation for Dwayne Rollins Sr. will be today from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson, with the family standing outside to greet people as they drive by. Guests are encouraged to stay in their vehicle as the funeral home is following COVID-19 state regulations. Gerald Jerry McCreary, age 69 of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jerry McCreary will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Harvest of Hope Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Social distancing will be observed during the service and visitation. Philip Flip Seddon, age 71 of Atlantic, died May 14th. A celebration of life memorial service for Flip Seddon will be on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Lippincott, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday in Johnston. A private family mass of Christian burial for Bill Lippincott will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, but can be viewed by a live stream beginning at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gerald Jerry Behrens, age 83, of Des Moines and formerly of Southwest Iowa, died Monday in Des Moines. The private family graveside service for Jerry Behrens will be at a later date at the Cedar Lawn Cemetery in Council Bluffs. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Marlene Schilberg, age 79, formerly of Adair County, died Sunday. Private family graveside services will be held for Marlene Schilberg. A celebration of life is at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Roger Metzger, age 63, of Adair, died Saturday. No services are planned for Roger Metzger other than a small family gathering. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.